your Purnapatra to Brahman and you offer Dakshina, because Dakshina is the wife of Yajna, so Yajna is never complete unless you've honored his wife, and you honor his wife by giving away the bride, giving Dakshina to those who are worthy. Now remember, Dakshina has many meanings, and some people translate it as the fee that you give to a priest. And that's not really true, because priests don't charge a fee. If they do charge a fee, they're not Brahman, because there are six karmas allowed to a Brahman: to worship for yourself and to worship for others, those are two; to learn and to teach, four; and to give what you feel is appropriate and to receive that which is offered as a token of love and respect. Those are the six karmas allowed to a Brahman. Dakshina does not mean a fee. Dakshina means an offering of love and respect, a token, a symbolic offering to demonstrate the respect and the love and the appreciation. Obviously, Brahmins need to live in the world, so they can't leave completely without money. But if they charge a fee, they become Vaishyas, business people. So if they say, I'll do this puja for you for this much money, or I'll give you initiation for this much money, or I charge this fee for this class, then they are part of the mercantile community that's called Vaishya. And Vaishyas are allowed to charge a fee for their goods and services. That's what they do. Brahmins are not. Brahmins receive dakshina. Now, remember that spiritual means giving more than we take. And so a Brahmin is concerned with giving because he knows that God is going to take care of him. And that's why Sri Ma has prided the Devi Mandiran running off a box at the front of the temple that says, donations. And she would never say, give me this much donation. It would have to come from the heart of the giver. And whatever comes from the heart of the giver as a token of a privilege of respect and love, that's called dakshina. Now, dakshina has other meanings too. It means preferred. And dakshina also means south. So you have dakshina kali. Dakshina, as long as we're studying kali puja, dakshina kali is a kali who faces south. Of course, if kali faces south, the worshipper faces north. Now, Shaivites and Shaktas worship all the time. So their primary deity faces south, and they, as worshippers, face north, because that means they can come at any time and do the worship. Vaishnavas usually do their pujas in the morning. So they face east, towards the rising sun. And most Vaishnav deities faced west, so that the worshipper can face east. Because in the morning, if you face the rising sun, then you get the energy from the rising sun. And any other time you face the northern energy, that comes from the north polar energy, pulls you to the land of the north, as we described in Bhagavad Gita in the 8th chapter. Land of the north goes to the gods. The land of the south goes to the ancestors. Which is why when Bhishma, remember Bhishma in the Mahabharata, he was granted the boon of Ichhamrityu. He would choose the time of his death. And the day he was shot full of arrows and laying on this couch full of arrows, the sun just moved into the southern hemisphere. And he said, well, stop the war. And I'm not going to leave my body until the sun goes back in the northern hemisphere. For 6 months, all the Kauravas and Pandavas sat around Bhishma, and Bhishma discoursed on the history and traditions and culture of India. He explained the Sanatana Dharma, the eternal ideals of perfection. And he waited until the sun came back into the northern hemisphere, and he said, okay, now you can start the war again. I'm leaving. So, dakshina means she who faces the south. Dakshinamurti is a name of Shiva. And it means the preferred or beloved Murti. the preferred deity, the image, the preferred image.
That's part of the Dhyanam in Shiva Puja.
Yes, it is. Also, you'll find there are eight kinds of behavior for spiritual seekers. Acharan. There's Vaishnavacharan. Acharan means behavior. So Vaishnavacharan means the behavior of inspiration. And Vedic Acharan means the behavior of knowledge. You learn about what inspires you. Seva Acharan means you practice your knowledge. And then Bhama Acharan means you put into practice in your life. You use your knowledge. You use your practice as a guide for your life. It means Bhama also means the left-hand path, but it also means the beloved path. And Dakshinachara means the preferred path, because you reduce the necessity to act in the world. So even greater than being inspired is being inspired and learning about your inspiration. And even greater than learning about your inspiration is practicing your knowledge. Even greater than practicing your knowledge is using it in your life. That's Bhamachara. Even greater than using your knowledge in your life is stopping to act completely. Reducing the necessity to act. Terminating all of those attachments that are out there. Outstanding issues. So that all we have left to do is to focus on our one objective. That's Dakshinachara. And Dakshinachara means the preferred path. It also means the right-hand path. Dakshina means right. Now, some people, Brahmins mostly, say that Dakshina means the fee that you give to the Brahman after he has performed the puja. But we know that's not so, because Brahmins don't charge a fee. They're not allowed to charge a fee. In the Devi Gita, in the second chapter, it says pratigraha bharjit. It is forbidden to charge any fee or to accept any money. If you go to a place of pilgrimage, you don't take money. You don't make the pilgrimage your business.